The Dickinson County Nature Center is run by the Dickinson County Conservation Board, and we have some wonderful things to do both inside and outside. And what's even better is it's all free, which is great. So we have exhibits on birding, our osprey, where we can see our live osprey nest outside as well on prairie roots. We have a live indoor beehive, which is a lot of fun to be able to see the honeybees in action creating their hive and making their honey. We have some traveling exhibits in our library as well, an indoor wetland complex. We have all kinds of live animals from rats and snakes and turtles and all different kinds of fun things to see. We're renovating our new kids area, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then outside, we have wonderful trails through our prairie, around our wetland. You can see our rehabilitated trumpeter swans out there as well. We have pollinator paradise where you can check out exhibits on butterflies and bees and planting and see examples of native and pollinator-friendly plantings outside. Westport Schoolhouse, we have a one-room country schoolhouse that you can tour. We also have our 18-hole disc golf course, so it goes on and on and on.
And how does the Dickinson County Nature Center here tell the story locally of the Dickinson County ecology and that sort of thing? What makes this place unique from some other counties?
One of the great things is here at Kenyu Park, we have three different ecosystems located right in this small 70-acre area. So not only can you see just a tall grass prairie, but you can also see a wetland and a remnant of an oak savanna. So it really tells the story of what Iowa is like naturally, and you can get a tidbit of all those three ecosystems here. Plus, if you come inside, not only do you get to see them, but you get to learn a little bit about them. So we've been trying to really focus as we're creating our new exhibits on creating displays that are going to teach people about what they're going to see locally. So it's not just general outdoor exhibits, it's definitely tall grass prairie exhibits. What are you going to see about the osprey that we have right here? What are you going to learn about clean water that we have right here in Okoboji? So all of that is very, very specific to what we have locally.
And I remember a few years ago they were talking about a new osprey hacking station and replanting osprey here in this area. How's that been working out so far?
The osprey populations have been really growing. What's really special about that is osprey are an indicator of clean water. They were extirpated in Iowa when settlers came and took away a lot of the watersheds here. And now that we've been working hard on clean water and bringing back those different wetlands and things in the area, the osprey are coming back. So yeah, in the early 2000s, they started a program really working on reintroducing osprey to the area. And we have had successful nests of the Nature Center for several years here now. This is the fourth nesting season for the male osprey outside the Nature Center, and we know it's him because he is banded. So he keeps coming back, so obviously he's liking it here, and we're seeing the populations definitely grow in wild osprey in the area.
Now, there are a lot of activities here at the Dickinson County Nature Center as well, some Conservation Board activities. You got things from hikes to children's classes and music. You got all sorts of things that people can take part of the summer.
We sure do. So summer specific, we have youth programming. We have our Nature Explorers and Young Naturalists, and those are programs for ages 6 to 9 and 10 to 12 in June, July, and August. We have year-round our Nature Playtime for toddlers for ages 2 to 5. Those continue on in the summer as well. We have day camps, which we're really excited about this year. We kind of tried some last year, and they were very, very popular. And so we're working on expanding our day camp offerings. So you can check our website, dickinsoncountynaturecenter.com, and we have a variety of day camps for different ages, from animal adventures. We have an intergenerational day camp in July 30th through the 31st called Grandpa, Grandma, and Me, where grandparents can bring their grandchildren to camp as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We even have a backpacking adventures camp planned for ages 10 to 12, which includes an overnight at some of our parks in Milford. So that one's going to be a lot of fun. For all ages, we have our Hike the Wilds, which is a monthly program that goes all year round, and we're visiting different state and county parks to get people out just beyond right here in Kenyu Park and trying to show them that we have a lot of offerings all throughout the county. And we also have Birding on the Greens for all ages, which is a birding inventory event that's held at Brooks Golf Course here in Okoboji. And then this year, we really wanted to direct our efforts toward another audience. And one way we're doing that is with our art and nature classes. So if we're having a variety of classes throughout the year. We have one each month. And there's different classes from all-day watercolor classes to nature photography. Our environmental education coordinator, Karis Knutson, is doing an encaustic painting class, which is really, really interesting, painting with beeswax. We have some that are where we're planting. We have nature weaving. We're going to be creating recycled ornaments in December. And to go along with that, we also have a new art exhibit area in the Nature Center. And we have quarterly nature artists featured there. We've had watercolor artists this summer. We have Dan Roof, a nature photographer. And then Karis is going to be displaying her encaustic photography as well at the end of the year. And to go along with the art, we also started a new concert series this summer. So we started in June with Dave Rowley and Ryan Sather. And then we also have concerts on July 11th and September 4th as well. So there's always something going on at the Nature Center. Whether you come up regularly, whether you just visit once in the summer, you can always check us out and see what's going on.
Okay, and then that kind of takes care of the summer. Lots of busy times in the summer, visitors in the area and all that. Then in September, you have a special event, and you want to talk about bees and butterflies.
Yes, we're so excited. We've had the Butterfly Festival here at the Dickinson County Nature Center for several years, and it's always been a big hit. And then last year, we decided to make it even bigger, and we added in bees. So we have our Bee and Butterfly Festival. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, September 4th. And last year, we had about 500 people come, so we're hoping to see it continue to grow every year. We have entertainment and speakers on butterflies and bees. We have all kinds of fun kids' crafts. We have monarch tagging, so if you want to get up close and help be a part of the monarch studying programs. We have different food vendors and other vendors coming out. It's just a lot of fun, and it's fun for all ages, which is really great.
And also your it's a fairly new disc golf course here, and you have a professional tournament coming in September as well?
We do. The Okoboji Gold Disc Golf Course is in Kenyu Park, and it's an 18-hole professional-level disc golf course. It's been growing in popularity. It's open whenever Kenyu Park is open, so anyone can come out and utilize that course for free. If they want to buy discs, we have discs sold in the Nature Center, so it's a really great area, and we do. Last year, we had our first Siouxland Tour Finals disc golf tournament. That is going to be coming back this year, as well as the Professional Disc Golf Association is going to be having a tournament there this fall as well. So we're very, very excited that people are enjoying the course and that are coming out to take part in that.
And just being outdoors is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right, Kylie, well, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us on.